Shalom Racha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue Pele Yoyd, Soyuz Gimel. I'm finishing the topic of Gezel in Shimon 224, where the Pele Yoyd summarizes this discussion we've been having here in the past few Shiurim, where he tells us the severity of Gezel. Ulefi Chaymer Isra Gezel v'Koyshe Teshuvosoy. Because Gezel, theft, is so serious, that's why the tshuva, to do a proper tshuva on Gezel, is also very difficult. It's such a serious aveira, and therefore the tshuva is not pashut, not simple. And he brings a Gemara, which it happens to be, I was just mentioning Gemara to my children, and then I opened up the Pele Yoyetz to prepare, and this is the same exact Gemara that I mentioned at the Shabbos table. What does he say over here? Shari Amru, discussing the severity of the Isra of Gezel. Shari Amru HaGoyzel Eschaveroi. The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yates Omer Aleph. All the way, right before the white lines, says, a person who steals from his friend, steals from another person, even if he's only stealing that which is worth a Shava Pruta. Shava Pruta is a very small amount. Very small amount, Shava Pruta. Is Ki'ilu Gozol Mimenu Nafshoi. It's as if he stole the person's nefesh, the nefesh bon of Noisef, and the nefesh and the soul of his children, of his sons and daughters. This is what? This is a person who steals even something with the value of a Shava Pruta. V'chozman she'agezel biyodi ein lekapari lomis. And the person keeps that stolen item with him? No matter how many Yom Kippurim, no matter how many years will go by, when he fasts and he davens and he stands a whole Yom Kippur and he shuckles away and he davens away and he cries, if he has that gezel in his hands, he still has that stolen item, he doesn't get a kapara. In fact, the Svarim tell us that if a person has violated the Isra of gezel, the tefillahs that he davens, the tefillahs don't go up to Shemayim. The tefillahs don't go up to Shemayim. The cholzman shehagezel biyodi ein like kapara lomis. If he has the gezel, that stolen item, he doesn't have a kapara. Because lohoshiv gezel hanecho. In addition to this, he says it's difficult to return that which already has been consumed by the thief. Hinei kichei na'ish ayari es Hashem yizoyer. A person who is careful and fearful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This reminds me of the Maizah of the Chavetz Chaim, which we'll say in a minute. And the person will be extremely careful with any aspect, chas v'shalom, of any gezel. And all of his business dealings will be done be'emunah shleima, no trickery, no dishonesty. Because he knows that Kosh Baruch Hu is watching, Kosh Baruch Hu is going to give him everything he needs. V'afilu im dechikol shaita tuva. And even if it's very difficult financial strains on him, and the creditors are pressing him with threats and strong penalties, nonetheless, he will not do the wrong thing. And he will not steal. He will not lower himself to ignore HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to come to steal. Ki mut of loyla odom shiyomus berov, because such a person who has the emunah in Hashem, who has the yiras shemayim, mut of loyla odom shiyomus berov, that he'd rather die in a famine of al yirosho lifnei amokim shachas. And he doesn't want to be standing in view in Hashem's eyes as a rosh even for one moment. This is paraphrased from Mishnah and Idias. A person shouldn't be viewed as a Russian from Hashem, even for a moment. V'darshei Hashem, we say in Tehillim, Lamed Dalid, Pasuk Yud Aleph. As we say in benching, V'darshei Hashem lo yachzru chatoiv, those who seek out Hashem, and those who seek out Hashem, will not lack any good. Ki Hashem lo yimna toiv lo holchim b'tame. Hashem will never hold back his brachas and good things from those who walk in Hashem's ways, laholchim mitamim, with temimus, with emunah shleima. This is the conclusion of the topic of Gezel. Interestingly enough, the next topic is Geneva. But first, the short story which everyone knows. But it's kedai to say it anyway. Maisi is when the Chafetz Chaim was in the wagon, and the wagon driver pulls over and tells the Chafetz Chaim, listen, I'm just going to go pluck some of those fruits from the tree over there, from this person's orchard. If you see anybody, do me a favor. Let me know, and I'll stop. So Chafetz Chaim says, sure, no problem. So the man stops the wagon. We all know how the story goes. Pulls over to grab some fruit, whatever it is over there he's taking, and the Chafetz Chaim starts screaming out to him. He starts screaming, they're coming. So the man runs back quickly. He drives forward, goes away. He looks behind him. He didn't see anybody. And the short version of the Maisa, this repeats itself a second and a third time, and the man says, what's going on here? There's no one. You keep on saying they're looking, they're watching, they're coming. There's no one here. To which the Chafetz Chaim responds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching. You cannot steal. End of conversation. Have a wonderful day.